All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, Smitty, Breezy.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
And then?
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru slash needing a ride, Richard Hoskins.
That's right. What's going on to our partners up in Gastonia, North Carolina?
Holding it down for G-Town. I love Gastonia. Good town.
That's where I got my first tattoo.
I'm about to say, that's usually a go-to spot for tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got my first one there.
Now, you can do that here in the great state of South Carolina.
Thank the Lord, because mine was painful.
Well, I know my buddy Jeff will hook you up. You don't even have to leave your house.
I've been there before.
I'm a blank canvas kind of guy, but I don't think I want, like, a traveling tattoo salesman.
No, man, he cleans his needle every time.
Like I said, I don't think I feel comfortable with that. Like a Daytona Z, I don't feel comfortable with that either.
I tend to make really bad decisions.
You know, it explains a few things. So
a lot here lately.
Any misspelled tattoos, Richard?
No, I'm a blank slate as well.
All right, that's right. You don't put bumper stickers on a Ferrari, tell them. Or a Daytona Z.
I was going to get Turbo Z tattooed across my shoulder blade. I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm glad we held off on that one. Yeah, I'd be honest with you, I'd be kind of shaky about getting a henna tattoo of that.
You could get Rip Daytona.
Yeah. Ghost. Rest in peace, Ghost.
Yeah.
That's cool. That would sound really cool. And then you just wouldn't tell the story that it was about a Daytona Z.
Or you could get a tear under your eye because you killed the Daytona.
Yes. Under it.
I'm sure my boss would love that.
That's street cred. That's street cred right there. That's all that is. Your boss would love that.
When I'm talking to affluent customers about their financial picture, I'm sure. What's that? What's with the little tear? I blew up my car.
I cried.
So we're talking about good replacement vehicles on a budget for a man that drives a Daytona Z.
Yeah, you know, it's funny we did that show last week. I didn't know how entirely close it was going to hit close to home.
That's why you always need to listen to Hot Rods and Happy Hour, guys, because I'm going to tell you something. We know things. We cover the topics that you need to know.
So every time.
60% of the time, we get it right every time.
What was our starting point last week? I want to say 2,500.
Yeah, 2,500 to 5K.
Yeah, we're sitting pretty close to that.
All right. I've got one out of left field for you. And it's not a C4 Corvette.
All right.
How about a SL Mercedes?
That would be cool, except, again, upkeep. That and, I mean,
they're not. Is it really that bad? Especially if you got like 300.
Man, I've been driving a Dodge Daytona Turbo Z for over a year now. So, I mean, I don't think that I can't swing it.
I didn't say by Bentley.
I just don't know what to do with it because, like, it's not really something you want to take to shows. It'd be a great weekend.
AMG appearance package?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty car.
Set of AMG hammers?
That's true.
That's pretty pimp.
Yeah, it is.
Lose the tape deck, set of AMG floor mats, one of them kind of douchebag AMG hats. Next thing you know,
you're ready
to go to the car show.
That's it. That's true.
I mean, I like them. You like them? The old SLs? That's money. That looks like money. Like,
oh, yeah.
It looks like your dad, like you're a trust fund baby if you drive one of those.
That's true. And I do kind of like them. Like, I would never own one just because, but I do kind of like them. Now, I mean, they are neat.
And like a really nice one. I mean, because there's clapped out ones everywhere. But I'm talking about a really nice one.
Well, so what do they say? The most expensive car in the world is a cheap Mercedes.
That's the truth.
That's about the truth. Next to a Daytona Z.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'd get one of those.
All right, so we're switching away from that. What's another good one for him, Josh?
Well, he said he wanted a square body S10. And I know everybody thinks, oh, he's going to say the bagged and bodied S10, blah, blah, blah. But you need reliability. I'm going to say you need to get yourself one of those square body S10s, drop a little 350 small block down in it. Hunker down.
Heck, buy you one with a 350 already in it.
Yeah, I mean, really? You can find them cheap all day, every day. And, I mean, I owned one for about a year until Breezy made me get rid of it because I kept waking the neighbors up. And dude, they're fun.
What's wrong with that?
I would be totally.
I tried to figure that either.
We were going
to
get kicked out of our house.
I woke half a Pickens up today with a 69 C10. Oh, Patina Turner.
Oh, Patina Turner.
I'd be cool with a square body, and you're right. I'd probably just do a little static drop on it, put some fat and skinny welds on it, and replace all the chrome and all that, and call it good.
I mean, they are sexy. I tell you what else looks good on those square body blazers. How about a set of IROC wheels?
Yeah.
No.
Not 22-inch IROCs.
Not even 15-inch.
I'm talking like old-school IROCs.
I mean, that's definitely, that's like period, you know? I mean, that's what people were doing back in the day.
Yeah, because you couldn't afford wheels.
Yeah, exactly. They're just so played out to me, man. I mean, they're fun. They're nice wheels.
When you see Crown Vicks with IROC wheels, you know it's gone too far.
Yeah, it's done gone way too far. And you can find them. What's even funny is they're trying to hide them with an extra spoke and make it a six-spoke IROC. And I'm like, dude.
We know what you did.
That's the knockoff to the knockoff. Come on now. Well, step your game up.
You know what I saw on the way here? Mustang bullets on a Saturn View.
Oh, Lord.
They're the same bolt pattern.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've never. I wonder whose, like, idea that was.
You know, I put a set of bullet Mustang wheels on a Pontiac GTP.
I've seen that. I've seen people do that before.
And I took the pony cap, popped it out. I went on Year One's website and ordered a set of the PMD center caps. And they snap right in.
That's awesome.
Everybody that saw that thing thought that was like, man, where'd you get those wheels at for that thing? Never knew they were Mustang wheels.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was a win, though. But I tell you, I got a good one for you, Richard.
All right.
A real good one. How about a V-Dub Bug, man? Let's get into classic cars.
Yeah, everybody loves bugs. And, you know, obviously that's something that maybe even I could work on. You know, it's simple enough. You get the thing running good. If you got a hammer and a screwdriver, you can tune it up. So I could.
It's the car for the people.
Yeah, it would have to have had a motor put in it before, though. I don't think I can rock 36 horsepower.
Oh yeah, but you can make a lot of power with those little things.
You can't. You don't need a lot of power. You make 100 horsepower. You're toting the mail.
I mean, they're a lot of fun, and they're very iconic.
And everybody likes them, and they're never going down in value.
No.
Well, almost everybody.
Well. Yeah, that's right. Smitty don't like bugs.
I do. I respect them.
Smitty like the working man. They don't like bugs either.
Yeah. I respect them, dude, and I've never seen a good running and driving one.
Smitty down on bugs like Terminex.
Well, that's definitely one you'll put away in the winter.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, I mean, yeah, because it has no coolant flowing through it, so the heat is...
Doesn't work.
Yeah, not there.
But I mean, they are cool, dude. You can swap a motor out on the side of 85.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
On your lunch break.
Yeah.
You can swap the motor like you would swap the battery in a normal car.
Exactly.
It's always a plus.
The, let's see. Something classic. Something classy for, you know what would be just pimp from way back? I mean, we're talking about, the professor is a banker. How about a big old school Caddy?
I would love that. I'd love a mid-80s Fleetwood Brougham, but, and...
I'd want a two-door.
Yeah,
so you got to say it right, too. It's Brougham.
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 Yeah, Brougham.
It's a Brougham.
yeah, if anyone knows the one, it's a good deal. Again, hit me up because I'd love to have one, except I don't know that I can put it in my carport.
And a carport is overrated.
Get another carport.
Yeah. I mean, I'd find a place to put it. But
I could see you like in a Boss Hog style Caddy.
See, I agree with you, Rob. I was thinking the same thing on that.
And you can pick them up cheap most of the time.
Yeah. Gardner had that 83, and I hit him up on that to see. You know, he offered it to me for something, and I was still in love with the Z, and kind of was falling out of love before this happened. So I sent him a text. I was going to put my car up for sale, and he sold it like a week after he offered it to me.
Man. You got to move on deals like that.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about that car. It had like 13, what was it, 13? 8,000 miles.
8,000 miles.
Wow.
8,000 miles. That's crazy. All right, guys. I'll tell you what. Hang tight. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way right here on 106.3 WORD. All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. It's Rob Pitts. Smitty Breezy.
What's up?
Hey, y'all.
And, of course, we got the professor himself, the man of the hour, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What is happening to our partners up in Columbus, Ohio?
Woot, woot.
What's up, CO?
I haven't been to Columbus, Ohio in a minute.
I've been through it. I don't know if I've ever stopped there.
Well,
I've never been there.
Other than the smell of gunpowder and cornfields, that's about it. I mean, that's all I really remember about Columbus, Ohio.
Steel mills.
Maybe a few steel mills. It's weird. Like, you go through Cincinnati, and it's like a big city, double-decker bridges, things like that. And then you drive about 10 miles outside of Cincinnati, and it's just cornfields everywhere.
Flat.
Yeah, flat and cornfields.
And highway patrolmen in the middle of every turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm deathly afraid of cornfields, so I would never go there.
Yeah. They actually have a drag strip in the middle of a cornfield.
Would not do it. That I hate cornfields.
Yeah. That's a good use of that farmland. Put you up a drag strip. So we're looking for a replacement for the Daytona Z. I think we finally convinced Richard.
It's time to cut.
That the Z.
Time to pull the plug.
Is not good.
And listen, somebody's going to fix that car. I mean, it's going to go to someone. There's so many people around here that can fix that car on a weekend.
Last I checked, Jesus is not in the car business. He's the only one I know that can perform a miracle.
You know, I am still trying to sell this thing, right?
Oh, sorry. Great car.
No, it's definitely fixable.
Very fixable.
Just a couple of, you know, rubber bands and some Scotch tape, you'll be good.
It just doesn't run right, and it doesn't have any gauges. Other than that, it's fine. I mean, it leaks real bad, but other than that, it's fine.
You're not helping.
Never hurt nobody.
You could skip your shower.
Take away those three things. She's good to go.
You know, Richard, I think if you threw in the robe...
You know, I will. This is my personal bathrobe that I've had for 10 years. But you know, if that's what
it
takes.
If you part with the Z, you can part with the robe.
If that's what it takes to, you know, sweeten this deal for somebody, I will throw in my bathrobe.
I got one for
I'll
you.
I'll even put it on for you.
Ooh. Sexy.
Patrick was pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Richard, you're still trying to sell this car.
Patrick, you look a little green around the gills, bud. You
Patrick,
okay?
Do you want a microphone so you can express your feelings?
No. He can't open his mouth right now. He's about to vomit. So.
I'm not that bad, Patrick.
It's not that good. It's not that good either. How about a V8 Jag?
V8 Jag would be cool, actually, because I'm not going to drive it enough to have to deal with the fact that the rest of it's still an old Jaguar.
But, I mean, the rest of them wasn't that bad. It's
electronics were kind of a B, but other than that, I mean, if the thing runs and drives good, right now my car doesn't even have a dashboard, so, you know, obviously I can live without certain luxuries.
They do have analog gauges. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, also, I have a full analog conversion kit for the Daytona.
Richard. You realize just because Rob's the puppet master, you don't have to agree with him, right?
No. I almost bought a V8 Jag one time, except that everything did not work on it. And when I say everything did not work, I mean nothing on it worked. Like it ran, but that was about it.
So it did have one plus over the Daytona.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove it to decide that nothing works on this car and then opted not to buy it.
Did it leak?
The windows?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm sure probably all the drivetrain did.
So I was about to say everything else did.
Okay, I'm going to go off in left field here. Because what I envisioned you in was the Fleetwood, like you already brought up, Rob. This is completely left field, but I could totally see if anybody can pull this off sitting in this room right now, you could do it. I think you should get a donk.
It's like a straight up pimp.
If so,
yes.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that. And I've ridden in a few of them back in. Different point in my life. Ridden in a few, my buddies had them. If I had one, I would have to drive it to work.
Yes.
No,
yes.
You would have
to come by my work in that.
I would have to put on my suit, and it would be like the Sweet Tarts car or something.
Yes.
And I would put on a suit every day.
Everybody knows about
the
Sweet Tarts car.
Because you know how much I love Skittles, and we can be sponsored by Skittles.
I think there already is a Skittles one.
Yeah.
We'll buy that one.
I think there's already.
How about the Now or Later one?
I do love the Now or Later one.
The Newport
one? The Wells Fargo
Yeah, the Newport
the
one.
Wells, exactly. That's advertising.
I might be able to get my company to kick back on this thing.
That's what I'm saying. Make your hobby work for you kids.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be cool. You know something else I could see you in? A bad to the bone P71 Crown Vic. Like
yes.
a modded P71, like undercover car.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be cool. And that's something I really could get into, actually. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Like a jet black one?
Yeah. Put some, like, make everything black, put the push bar on it.
Well, you know, there's a guy running around with one that's a 5-speed in it.
I know. I've seen I've seen that done. Cool. That would be awesome.
He worked at the cab company, but he drove a black, like an undercover car.
Yeah.
Black P71 Crown Vic, and it has a 5-speed in it.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty neat.
That's pretty amazing.
That's actually kind of
cool. We need to find this guy.
A Crown Vic with a clutch pedal, kids.
That would be cool. That's cool.
That's a rarity.
Yes. He probably won't sell it to you, though.
How about
not very impressed I can afford.
How about a third gen?
I would love third gen. A lot of people that know me know I've had a couple of them.
Yeah, I mean, that would be kind of cool. I could see you rocking. I mean, like, T-top leaks, you say it like a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest, man. My 2 didn't leak.
You drive it in the rain?
Not often.
Ever?
I had an 88 Formula, and I had my beloved 88 5-speed GTA T-top.
I'd 305 TPI. Was it burgundy?
Yes, it was, with a golden tear.
They were all either burgundy, white, or black.
Yeah, everyone I can think of.
I think I have seen a red one before.
There was a red one. This is when they were almost new. At the muffler shop on Wade Hampton, there was a dude that had a real nice red one.
Hmm. Anything else?
Man, I'm going to go left field with Breezy over there. How about a mid to late 80s BMW M5?
Ooh, I'd like that.
I don't want an old BMW.
So you wouldn't take a nice M Series Beamer?
I mean, I would, but I've got friends that are into BMWs, as you know, and I watch what their experience is like. And
Daytona.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get away from that.
How about a Z3?
Z3 would be cool. I could have fun in a Z3, but... Yeah, we don't know that I'd really want to take it to car shows.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to go blast around the mountain. But
it'd be fun to autocross with.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know. We're going to dig a little more into this, guys. I'll tell you what, we got a commercial break coming up. I think we need to break this down to what he needs in a vehicle.
Get to the specifics.
That's right. Get to the meat of the situation. Right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, Smitty, Breezy, my hot rod happy couple. How are you guys doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Just glad to be back in the studio, man.
That's what I'm saying, back in the saddle again.
Smitty's like, I wasn't here either, y'all.
I wasn't here.
Don't forget about me.
Send me a message and ask about me.
Somebody's got their feelings hurt. And then, of course, speaking of feelings hurt, we have Richard Hoskins, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru.
What is happening in Arlington, Texas?
That's what I'm screaming.
Now,
this is the thing. We're looking for a replacement ride for the professor. Something classy. And, you know, so we can go back into rides past with Richard. How about an SVO Mustang?
That would be cool, but honestly, I think I'd rather have a 5.0 at this point. I'm kind of burned out on the 4-cylinder turbos for a little while.
I can see. I can see
my where, Cadillac's got a warranty.
Yeah, well, I can see where that would happen, where you would feel that way. I really can. All right, you know, and we were talking about G bodies. If you had your pick of the G bodies, take the Grand National out, Turbo Boy.
Of course,
okay.
Turbo
now,
Boy.
Let's go with naturally aspirated G-bodies for 1,000, Alex. What would you go with?
I'd be happy with any of them, to be honest, man. You know, I had my El Camino, and I loved that car.
That would be a good one for you.
Yeah, a Cutlass, you know, preferably with T-tops.
About a 442? So a good-looking funeral home gray 442, gold stripe, like, you know, 86, 87?
Yeah.
T-tops, gray crushed velvet. Sexy car.
I think I've seen that car. And
it's in Greer.
That's nice.
Good looking car.
Yeah, it is. That's a really good looking car.
My mom bought one brand new from Justin T. Minyard, Cadillac Oldsmobile. T-tops. My mom had the coolest cars growing up.
Sounds like it, man.
Black. It was a black one. Black 442. Had the gray on the bottom. Gold stripe. Had the gold Olds Rallies 307. And it had that tape. It came with a cassette tape.
Yeah.
That said, come get your special feel in an Oldsmobile.
Really?
Yes. And, like, I thought that was the coolest song ever.
miss that back when promotions had personality, like they're trying to sell their cars, not based on gas mileage and stupid crap like that.
Yeah. I mean, I would rock a clean 442.
I'd rock a clean Cutlass as long as it had a V8 and rallies.
I tell you one that I've always liked. It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure. I like the Hurst, the 83.
Yeah. It's got the lightning rods.
Yes. I like those cars.
Yeah, those are neat.
They're just cool looking.
They are. They're cool. And, I mean, you know, we talk about them being slow, but, again, it's 83. You know, what wasn't slow?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That was, to be honest, that was probably one of the fastest American cars sold at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably pretty peppy for the time.
Oh, everybody loved horsepower. Them.
They are good-looking cars, and you could pick them up cheap for a long time, but they're the nice ones have gone nuts.
Yeah, the Hurst and the 442s, I mean, they're getting up. Those ain't $2,500 cars anymore.
But I can see you rocking with the Elko, though. And you can still get a nice Elko in that 5K range.
Wonder if I can get my old one back.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be awesome.
Bullhorns and all?
Those are no. Those are not on it anymore. Well, unless this gentleman put them back.
He reinstalled the bullhorns.
We could get him in that G-body we seen at Caffeine and Octane down there.
Oh, now the Buick?
Yeah.
So would you rock a clean Regal?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, man. The thing about G-bodies is they're just so versatile. You can do anything with them, but really all you have to do is just make sure they got the good upgraded wheels from the factory, a set of BFGs and exhaust, and you got yourself a cool cruiser.
I got a good one for you. How about a Monte Carlo SS?
I would love a Monte Carlo SS, but I wouldn't want most of the ones that are for sale because everybody thought, oh, hey, I got a Monte Carlo SS. I'm going to yank out the original motor and throw some 350 out of a truck in it. I don't want that. I'd want the 305 four-barrel in it that's supposed to be in it. Again, it's not a hot rod, but, I mean, once you start throwing rallies and 350s at them, they're just, I don't know, to me they're not worth anything anymore. It's just personal. I like original stuff.
My thing with the Monte Carlo SSs, and I'm totally different, I don't like aero coupes.
I don't either. They're ugly. They're cool, and I understand why they're ugly, but.
Yeah, but they're hideous.
Yeah, they are. They're stupid looking.
Like, I love, there's nothing prettier than just a jet black Monte Carlo SS with the red stripes.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
They're just sexy cars.
They are, dude. They're gorgeous.
And the white ones are pretty, too. I like the white ones, too.
You can't help but look at it when it passes you.
Man, I won't even look at a white one.
You don't like the white ones?
Mm-mm.
Man, I like the white ones.
I pretty much don't like any white car, honestly.
When you think Monte Carlo SS, you automatically think that black.
You know what? You know what you need? I've got it. I've got Richard, the perfect car. It's a little bit sport truck, it's a little bit hot rod, and it's all Chevrolet.
Well, you said truck. I'm happy.
I think he's going for an El Camino.
How about a 454 SS?
I would love a 454 SS.
And
man,
you know what? A higher mileage one would be all in your price range.
That's true. Well, you found that one a few months ago, man.
That was a steal of a deal. You talk about a cool ride and something you could hop up along the way, especially with a few miles on it so you don't feel so bad, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting headers on it and things like that. You can make a fun little truck out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd even take a 350 SS.
Yeah, I would take a 350. Is that what they were called, 350 SS?
Yeah, they had the 350 SS, which was just a throttle body 350 truck. Yeah. It had the 454 SS appearance package, but it was just a small block truck.
Nah, man, those things are cool. Well, I'd love to have one, or Lightning, but again, those ones.
The Lightnings
nice
have gone out of sight.
Yeah, they're getting on the money a little bit.
You can still shop around, still a 454 SS.
Man, me and my buddy Cole was looking at the shop the other day. I come in the front and he was looking at Lightnings. Them things are still going outrageous, dude. I was looking at them for.
Yeah, they're insane. Well, I mean, and the thing is, finding a clean one, low miles. It's impossible now. They're gone.
Exactly.
I saw this one the other day, a red 93, and you know it's been hit in the front because it's got the wrong front bumper on. Somebody put a work truck bumper on it, and they just painted it red. But you know, they had what they called the turbo bumpers. It was actually the same bumper that came on the 250s and the 350s. They had the holes in it.
Yeah.
This one had like just a solid work truck bumper, and they painted it red. So you know the front end's been knocked off of it at one time. Had the tube bumper on the back like it's supposed to. 148,000 miles on it, which, I mean, 351 roller motor, it's not hurt if it's been took care of. But they still wanted like $8,000 for this thing.
No.
And, I mean, you know, said the clear coat coming off the titanium wheels. I mean, it was decent at best. And, you know, when I was looking at it, I'm thinking 4,500. You know, blowing it out. No. I mean, I'm like, I'm not even halfway home on this thing.
I can't remember what website Cole was using, man, but there was a 93 on there. Now, this thing was perfect. I'm pretty sure it had very low mileage. They were wanting 22 for it.
It better be extremely low.
Oh, it was very. I mean, this thing looks showroom quality.
And who was the big guy with SVT, Richard? What was his name?
I know who you're talking about.
Whoever it is, he better be in the back of it.
Yeah.
It better belong to him.
Better show us how to use everything. No, it's going to bug me. I know exactly who you're
you
talking
know I'm
about.
Talking about.
I can't think of his name either.
But him too. But he's going to be there.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
You got to really want one of those trucks.
Yeah, I mean, it was extremely overpriced. I mean, it was really nice, but it was way overpriced.
Here's another one. If you can find, like, a nice, clean, stock one, like, it doesn't have to be perfect or anything, just not modified. Again, I'd prefer 5.9 RT.
Those are cool. And you know what? You used to see those trucks everywhere.
Yeah.
Now you hardly ever see them.
Yeah.
I took Breezy over there on our first date in a 99 5.9 RT.
I missed that.
In a 360 cubic inch.
Cubic inch.
That's, you know what? That's a radical little truck.
I mean, that thing was fun, dude.
I got it stuck in our front yard. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Those trucks, I loved that truck, man.
I like the yellow ones, the blue ones, the red ones. I like them all.
Blue and red, and I would prefer a regular cab if I was going to get one.
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to use it as a truck.
Yeah. Mine was extended cab because, you know, we got two boys. But,
yeah, you need it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, they were young at the time, so they still fit back there, man. But I love that truck, dude.
Where in South Carolina put them in the back of the truck?
Yeah, exactly. I love that truck, man. But, I mean, it's really hard to find one now that hasn't been dogged out.
Yeah.
Because they are so fun to drive. And when I bought mine, it had been drugged through the mud, and I put all kind of money in it, and I finally just gave up.
Trust me, man, I can relate.
Oh, that's hilarious. Let's see. I mean, you know, there's so many fun things that you can get in this price range that are really cool cars.
Yeah.
That I think would work good for you all the way around.
Well, if you could walk out this door right now and there was something sitting there other than a Daytona Z, what would it be?
Hey, hold that thought, because we got a commercial break coming up. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour coming right at you. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Smitty Breezy.
What it is, yo.
Hey.
Richard Hoskins.
Big shout out to Portland, Maine.
Now, Breezy, you posed a very important question. We're looking for the perfect replacement car for that danged old Daytona Z of Richard Hoskins, because it's on the way out, like it or not.
It's going out the door.
And you asked him a good question.
I did.
Could you repeat the question?
If you walked out this door right now and there was a car sitting out there other than the Daytona Z, what do you envision?
Well, this mystery vehicle has already got a leg up. Honestly, I would love to walk out there and see a third-gen Formula, like T-top Formula. I don't even care if it's 3 or 5 car, to be honest.
Well, there you go. You found your car.
I know.
I could see you in a clean third-gen.
Yeah.
How about this? How about a drop-top Camaro?
I'd rather have T-tops, but, you know, again.
I always like the convertible ones.
The Mustang convertible, Camaro convertible, they all scare me, dude. They're high performance, and you don't have a roof.
And they weren't designed to be convertibles.
Exactly.
Well, the Mustangs came convertibles. The third gens, they just hacked the tops off of those.
Yeah.
But, and first of all, we're talking about 80s muscle cars. They're not fast enough to flip.
Well, it's still scary. They're sharp points in there, Rob.
Sharp points?
Not much else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll wrap you in bubble wrap when you're riding with Richard.
No, nice little 305 5-speed Formula, man. That would make my day right now.
With the silver. Well, what do they call those wheels? You know, I think we're...
The crazy Pontiac wheels. Turbine. No.
No, they weren't turbine wheels, but you know what I'm saying.
A honeycomb.
I call them Formula wheels.
Yeah, just like the Formulas. They weren't the honeycomb ones either. They had like the lines going one way, and then like one spoke, and the lines go the other way.
Yeah,
those. I like those cars.
Yeah, that would put joy in my heart.
I could totally see you in that, too.
I could see you rocking that.
I had one that I bought for $800. and drove it back from Rockingham, North Carolina, and then my girlfriend drove it until I broke up with her.
I've got the best story ever about a Formula Firebird. All right. Back in my early car buying days, there used to be a finance company in town that was very well known for financing anybody on a used car. That interest rate was killer.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm
not going to mention no names. The lady that ran it was super nice. She passed away a few years back. But she called me up. She said, Rob, I got the deal for you. I've got one of the cleanest Trans Ams you've ever laid eyes on. And I said, really? She said, you need to come down and look at it. Runs great. All right. They owed $800 on it.
Oh.
It was a 92, so it was last year, for the third gen. It was a 92 Trans Am, but it was a formula, I guess, would still be, but it had the funny front end on it. You know what I'm talking about, Richard, with the marker lights?
Kind of looks like the Batman.
Yeah, the Batman front end on it. It was blue. Clean as a pin. Inside, gray, that gray kind of cloth like the Cutlasses had.
Love it.
T-tops. It didn't have a straight panel on it. Apparently, this guy's old lady beat it with a baseball bat.
Oh.
And he let it go back. It had literally every body panel had probably 30 dents in it by a baseball bat. She didn't knock a window out of it. She didn't bust the T-tops. Didn't bust the back glass. Just quarters, door, and hood. Killed.
Oh, man.
And fenders.
Did he let the girl go back, too?
Insurance ain't going to take care of your windshield.
So I bought, and I'm trying to remember the mileage on it, but the mileage was stupid. This was, you know, 99, 2000. The mileage was stupid low on it, like 60,000 miles.
Oh, this would make me sad.
Just a little VA Trans Am. I had a good friend of mine, I'm not going to mention his name either. He's in prison right now. He worked.
But then you can mention his name.
For Peach Auto Paint. They let FM radio in the jails. He worked for Peach Auto Painting and Collision. And he moonlighted doing body work.
Yeah.
So I called him up and I'll call him by his nickname. His nickname was Wormy.
Oh, Wormy.
Worm.
Anybody named Wormy, shady character. Just throwing that out there.
Sounds perfectly reputable.
Yeah. He fixed that car without putting a body panel on it.
Dang.
And it came out slick. I probably had the world's heaviest Formula Firebird. He had over a gallon of Bondo in that car.
God.
And he bragged on it. That car, and it was slick. And I mean, the car turned out remarkable. I mean, it really looked good. And I sold it to somebody. I'm thinking to myself, they said, man, these doors are heavy on it. And I'm like, if you only knew. The hood, when you raised it up, you could still see the dents from the backside.
Dang.
And they just filled them in. And I'm thinking every time somebody raised the hood to look at it and slammed it down, I'm like, don't pop out. Don't crack out. Don't slam the doors.
Just get it out of my lot.
Yes. And I sold that thing, so...
Somebody been looking you.
We're gonna get a hate email on that one.
Yeah, somebody been looking for a long time. Yeah, found you.
Yeah, somebody's gonna be hunting me down with a baseball bat next. But he fixed that car for me for like $600, God. And I bought the Bondo, and the paint.
Bought the Bondo,
and I mean it turned out. It was a good looking car. It really was.
I mean.
But it had a lot of body filler. Lots and lots of body filler.
Probably looked good for a year.
Yeah.
Ish. I mean, I like the first time you slam the door and half the door falls off.
Just
yeah, that one's a magnet wouldn't stick to it. I promise you.
Oh,
so if you see a blue Formula Firebird, you might want to stay away from that one,
or at least look under the hood.
Yeah, look for the dents,
and not mention to the owner that I know you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't know me. Walk away. That's what you do.
All right. Too bad, because that sounds like a gorgeous car.
It was a great car. It was a great, ran perfect. I actually drove it for a week with the dents in it. Like, I mean, just checking it out. Like, it was a good looking car. You couldn't believe the stories I told people. Like, I'd stop at a gas station. Man, what happened to your car? Every time it changed. Every time it changed. He's like, what happened to your car? Well, let's just say the boyfriend beat me home, you know? he caught me, you know? Sorry, you know? But it was a lot of fun, though. But there's a lot of these cars still out there. I mean, we got to find you a cool ride, Richard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm serious about this, guys. I want you to go on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour Facebook page. We're going to make a post, and we're going to have a picture of the Daytona Z and a picture of Richard crying.
And it is for sale, by the way.
And we're going to find a replacement car for the Z.
We could do that. One of those surveys.
We could do a survey.
Yeah, where you have the options, and then they can write in what they, you know, like, their suggestions.
I've got a good one for you. It's a little problematic, so I know you'll like that. How about a 3000 GT?
3000 GTs. I would love a 3000 GT, actually. I think they're gorgeous. They're not really that bad, except for the twin turbos, which is out of my budget anyway.
No VR4s.
Automatics are kind of touch and go, but I'd rather have a 5-speed anyway.
Now, if you're going to get a 3000 GT, you do not get an automatic. You get a 5-speed.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's like having a Mustang that's an automatic. There's no point in it.
Yeah, so, even though I had one. But.
How about a Porsche? How about a Porsche Boxster?
You know what I'd love to have, but again, not touching it. 944.
Matter of fact, Monday, a Guards Red 944, black inside, 5-speed. I'm talking about clean as a pin. Got the wheels that I can't say the name on the radio of.
Oh.
On it. Very, very
the
popular.
The not phone dials.
Yeah, the not phone dial Porsche wheels. Good looking car. Beautiful car. $5,800 and it's absolutely gorgeous.
As long as the water pump and timing belt's done on those, they're all right cars, really.
That's what I'm saying. I'll tell you what isn't all right. We already have burnt through this show today. And I hope we've shed some light on your automotive path, Richard. I mean, like, I really want you to succeed in this.
So do I. Thank you for your help.
Anytime. A true friend stabs you in the front, bud. Guys, you've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Thanks for playing along. Catch us next week. Be sure to catch us on the radio.com app. And be sure to post on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page to stay in with all the things we got going on.